with the latest health and medical news and information with leading guest medical and health experts. If you haven't visited the healthin30.com website, check it out. Go to healthin30.com. That's healthin30.com. You can listen to audio, sign up for free newsletters, get all of the information from all of the shows, and more. Don't forget to check it out. Go to healthin30.com. If you have any comments or questions, email us. The Open Center is a nonprofit educational cultural center offering programs intended to heal the body, nourish the soul, and awaken the spirit. Joining me today are Thomas Emilio, the managing director of the Open Center, and Susan Luck, registered nurse and a pioneer in holistic nursing education. Health in 30 has talked a lot about holistic care and integrative medicine. It's about prevention relating to the mind, body, and spirit. And it's one of the online Health in 30 shows on Scribe Media. Integrative medicine was one of the topics. The Open Center is a holistic center in New York City, offering many different classes. And now joining me is Susan Locke, a pioneer in holistic nursing. Hi, Susan.
Yes. Good afternoon.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here with you today.
This is so great being on location. The Open Center is such an amazing place. There's so many things here offered for the public and for people to take classes and master degree programs. You being a nurse and a pioneer in holistic nursing, and you started the program here, can you talk a little bit about the Integrative Nurse Education Certificate Program?
Absolutely. Well, this all began with originally many nurses looking for other skills and modalities to bring into their nursing practice in the very many different diverse settings where they work. And about 15 years ago, I came together with other nurses in the New York community who were also similarly seeking new skills to bring into their work. And we formed an institute, and we started doing teaching nurses who were clinical specialists doing imagery and relaxation techniques. Other nurses also had studied acupuncture. Myself, I studied nutrition and a lot of mind-body healing modalities over the years, especially in my studies in medical anthropology, which was something else that I did, studying with healers in other cultures and trying to integrate some of that back into the nursing model. And I think nurses have been...
Oh, Sus.
Hello?
I can't hear you. Hello? I think we just lost Susan.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Okay, now I can hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm not sure where you lost me, but I'll just begin again to say that there are many nurses who are seeking new skills and tools to bring into their own lives in a self-care model as well as in a nursing practice model wherever they work. And so we've had the opportunity to work with hundreds and hundreds of nurses over the last 15 years. The program at the New York Open Center is unique because we've expanded our teaching, and the nurses who teach in the model in our program are all clinical nurse specialists practicing in integrative models in different hospitals throughout New Jersey, New York area.
It's so great to have the nursing program here available for them to learn the whole integrative, holistic way, because now everything is really based on good nutrition and exercise and really with the whole meditation process. And for a program to be available for nurses to learn it, it's such a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And nurses have always been seeking these tools because one of in the theory and philosophy of nursing, the art and science of nursing, nursing is holistic in its roots. It's a healing art as much as it is a science, and the tools and the skills that nurses bring to their profession and to the healthcare model is very special. And today we've moved into an integrative model, and nurses really want to be part of that as it starts to penetrate the medical model, because nursing in its history and its roots is holistic and has healing at its center, and nursing and nurses being the facilitator of that healing process. And so the skills and the tools that they learn just enhance their nursing abilities.
Right. Now, most of the nurses that come here to take the different classes, are they mostly nurse practitioners, or do you find a whole different aspect of the nurses?
You know, it's very interesting. There are from a broad, broad range. My last program at the New York Open Center, for example, we had about 20 nurses. And usually it's a small group so we could sit in a circle and share and learn from one another and bond, because it's something that nurses don't often have the opportunity to do in the workplace. They're too busy. There's too much going on. And nurses really long for some connectedness with other nurses to share both their frustrations and their aspirations. And so it's an opportunity, and I think some of the nurses feel it's one of the gifts that the program brings. But, for example, I had a woman who was an administrator of Health and Hospital Corporation in New York, and, you know, several nurses who were hospice and oncology nurses who want to bring some new skills into their work setting, learning relaxation techniques, maybe learning how to use aromatherapy or healing touch, therapeutic touch, relaxation techniques. One of the nurses who teach is a nurse administrator, and she teaches yoga and mindfulness meditation. Another nurse who teaches is a clinical nurse specialist who does prepare for surgery at her hospital and uses Reiki, essential oils, and this is at Beth Israel Medical Center in New York. So what we are doing is grounded in science and in medicine, but it's taking it to the nurses to really learn how to use this while they're with their patients. And it really, the nurses who go through these programs, their lives change, because it's all based on learning these tools by integrating them into our own self-care, because we're all burnt out and we all need to care for ourselves while we're caring for others. And so this allows nurses an opportunity to really stop and check in and begin to use these tools on themselves. And there's no greater teacher than seeing the changes in your own life when you start to learn how to relax, learn how to use better nutrition, maybe get an acupuncture treatment, learn some energy work, learn how
That's what I was just going to ask you, actually. If you're taking the classes, learning for themselves and really incorporating everything they're learning into their own lifestyle.
Yes.
But they are doing that and then moving along towards their patients.
Yes. And, you know, when nurses begin to take care of themselves, something shifts within their work, because they're no longer burnt out. Because when you're burnt out, it's very hard to feel that same meaning and purpose in the work. It becomes work. But when you start to feel more energized and you feel healthier, I think we all know that, you bring more to the workplace. And part of holistic nursing is to be present and to be able to make that connection with another human being, which is an essential piece in the healing process. So when we're more feeling better within ourselves, we're able to bring that and be there with our patients that we're working with. And nurses often say that their lives changed after they begin to do some of the self-care practices.
Right.
And how the program is structured over an 8-month period with one session per month is that in that month period, they have the opportunity to use whatever tools that month brought in their own work, and then also to go and try it in the work setting. For example, if the month has nutrition, how do you begin to eat healthier? What are your needs? And it's very personalized, the program. It's a small group of participants so that it could be individualized, so people's needs truly are met. And all nurses deserve to have some attention paid to themselves in their busy
world. Right, yes. Nursing is so stressful, emotionally, physically, so having some place that they can go and just kind of talk to people and learn new ways to enhance their own lives is so important.
Absolutely.
Why don't you go ahead.
Well, the only other thing I want to say is it also makes us more aware of how much more than the just medicine, health, and healing is about when you start to do these practices and you realize that the impact of stress, whether it's on our endocrine system, on our digestive system, on nervous system, our sleeping patterns, our relating to others. And when we start eating healthier and doing some of the relaxation techniques and whatever else that individual wants to bring into their lives, so they form their own personalized self-care plan, they really begin to understand the holistic framework of health. And, you know, sometimes we forget that when we're working in the medical model, because we're so oriented toward the surgery and the medications and just the immediate relief of symptoms. And we forget that there's a much bigger piece of mind, body, spirit that really also needs to be addressed. Right. So this reconnects us to ourselves and to the roots of nursing and to why we went into the profession in the first place. To help
Do you see this in the hospitals at all, where they offer specific type of massage and aromatherapy and stuff for the patients through the nurses doing this?
Absolutely. There is one of the faculty, I should say three of the faculty of this program were students in a program I went going back 15, 20 years, and all of them are clinical nurse specialists. One of them is in the integrative oncology program. She went on and became an acupuncturist and a Reiki master, being interested in energy work. And now she works at Beth Israel Hospital offering these modalities to cancer patients so that they have less side effects from chemotherapy. They perhaps don't lose their appetite, and they just have a better sense of well-being, which makes it much easier to go through whatever treatments are that they're having. Another nurse is involved in care for surgery, so that when patients go into before surgery, they have a meditation tape and they learn relaxation techniques so that their recovery time is enhanced and they have less trauma postoperatively. And this has been become standard of practice in many hospitals around the country. One of the other faculty is involved in an integrative cardiology program where she teaches yoga and mindfulness meditation to patients at risk and works with a large group of cardiologists. Myself, I work in clinical immunology, and I bring my work into Mercy Hospital. You're talking to me in a warmer climate. I'm in Miami right now. And I do my work as a holistic nurse using nutrition, relaxation techniques, and holistic health counseling to the patients going through many different problems, including HIV. So we all get to use this in our practices. We get to use it on ourselves, our families, our friends. And the more nurses begin to embrace this way of seeing, the more they see where they could really bring it into nursing and be much more effective in the work they're doing. And I want to say it's not always the quantity of time you need for some of this. Sometimes it's things like the patient who's in pain and you can't get back to them with the pain medicine, but you could give them a 5-second breath technique or put a hand on them and you know, give them an imagery piece for them to do until you come back. And it's very empowering for the patient also to feel that they have a little bit more control over what is going on in their lives. So it has on many levels, teaching families, patients, colleagues, and certainly, you know, ourselves to integrate this into our lives. And I think the integrative model is an example of how we see how this is expanding rapidly. People are asking for it. You know, the patients are asking, and it's also imperative that nurses be informed. So if someone says, what do you think about acupuncture, or what is homeopathy or aromatherapy, what this course provides is nurses to have a grounding and a base of understanding to at least be able to, as nurse educators, which is part of what we do in our daily work, be able to share some of this information.
You mentioned Reiki a lot. Why don't you just explain to the listeners what that is?
Well, I am not a Reiki practitioner, but Reiki is an energy work where it's not hands on the body, it's through directing energy through one, it's through their hands in order to transmit energy. And we are energy fields. If you're familiar with the work going back to NYU and doctoral program back in the 1970s, it began when Dolores Krieger, in her PhD program at NYU, did research on therapeutic touch. And therapeutic touch is a nursing modality and probably brought energy work into our Western model before acupuncture became well-known. Way before Reiki, there was therapeutic touch, and the people doing it and doing the research on it were nurses doing their PhDs at NYU School of Nursing. And healing touch comes out of that, and Reiki is another healing modality that might have roots from another culture. But basically, we are sources of energy, and we transmit energy to one another all the time, whether we're aware of it or not. But this is energy with intention to help or heal. And, you know, when people are in pain, they're constricted, you know, they're cold, they don't get as much circulation, what energy work does and therapeutic touch is it helps open people up. It relaxes them. We all know what it's like when we walk into a room as a nurse and a patient is angry and in pain and you want to, like, back up against the wall. You feel it. It's a subtle energy exchange that's going on. When you're relaxed and you come in contact with somebody who is not relaxed, it can throw us, quote-unquote, off balance. So this energy work is a way of using our presence and mobilizing our energy with an intention to help another in a positive way, and we communicate that. And there are exercises and meditations that help us to direct that, and that's part of what Reiki does. There are different levels. There are level 1, 2, 3, 4. There are Reiki, quote-unquote, masters who can really, you know, they put their hands 6 inches off your body, and you feel a vibrational exchange of something being emitted. And it's something we all have the potential to do. We just don't realize it in our busy daily lives, distracted by so many other energies, you know, that we don't tune in. So this is about really getting quiet within and really being able to focus.
That is such a great thing. You just mentioned about we don't have time in our daily lives, and when we're at the hospital and we see nurses working, they don't even get to sit down for a second sometimes. So for them just to even get through the daily day of taking care of their patients and not taking care of themselves, this is one way that can help enhance their lives.
Absolutely. And I would say for nurses who are listening out there, it is so important. The more we understand the mind-body model, psychoneuroimmunology, the impact that stress has on our hormonal system, on our, you know, we all hear about Syndrome X and elevated cortisol levels, and how all of that causes inflammation in the body, which then causes pain and immune and autoimmune diseases and hypothyroidism and higher risk for other chronic illnesses. Right. It is so essential that we learn how to cope with the stress in our world. And there isn't a nurse out there who doesn't have stress in her work world on a daily basis. So it's essential that we begin to nurture and nourish ourselves through good food, through relaxation techniques, and really understand that if we want to be effective in our work and we want to feel good about our work, we really need to start with ourselves and caring for ourselves. And it's, again, a very big piece of the integrative nurse educator program, because as we experience it, we really know how we respond to understand how we can communicate this better to others.
Right. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Health N 30 on WRCR AM 1300 Radio Rockland. And as always, it's streaming live at WRCR.com. I'm your host, registered nurse Barbara Ficarra. Today we are live on location at the Open Center in Soho. We're at 83 Spring Street in New York City. Joining me now is Susan Luck, a pioneer in holistic nursing education, and we're talking about the many programs offered here at the center. Susan, could you just take us through the Integrative Nurse Educator Certificate Program, exactly what's entailed in that, how
okay.
many classes someone needs to take, and how long they are?
Okay, the program is structured so that it's over an 8-month period. There are 2 months in the summer where we don't have any courses because so many people take vacations. They may have children that are off from school. But we start with a basic weekend, which is we call Weaving the Art and Science of Nursing. And it's really looking at holistic nursing theory, philosophy, and practice, and really deepening our spirit of caring and compassion and intuition, connectedness, intentionality, listening skills, and really looking at a model where mind-body-spirit integration is all part of health and wellness. And we have part of that weekend, Barbara, who is a nurse administrator who I mentioned earlier, will take us through some basic yoga and mindfulness practices, which also includes learning some basic relaxation tools, so that by the end of that first weekend, which is a Friday and Saturday, April 13th and 14th, all day, participants will be able to have some actual practical skills to work on. They come back a month later, and there's a cross-cultural perspective for health and healing taught by Diane Serra. The entire faculty are RNs with some advanced credentials. Diane is also an acupuncturist. She studied acupuncture for 4 years after becoming a holistic nurse, and she teaches traditional Chinese medicine, philosophy, some practical shiatsu and touch application of how it's used, a little bit about energy balancing, and some qigong exercises, which is another exercise using energy that's an ancient Chinese tradition. The third session, 1 month later, because now we've gone through April, May, and now we're in June, I teach a course on nutritional healing, nutritional and environmental influences on health and disease, and I'm also a certified clinical nutritionist, and really looking at self-care and healthy aging and women's health, and understanding a little bit more also about what are nutritional supplements and botanicals and herbs. And that's very full. A very full program. Aurora, who is the clinical specialist who does aromatherapy and also does Reiki and therapeutic touch, teaches an energy healing weekend, which is on energy healing with some practicum and experiential. The next session, which now we've gone through July and August, we don't have any sessions. We have clinical imagery, tools for empowerment for the mind and body. And this session focuses on using mind-body counseling for healing, helping people work through getting imagery in order to, I think we're all pretty familiar with imagery in the last decade, of how images in the mind can either be healing and relaxing, or they could be fearful in one's, issues, and it's a way to really bring people into framing their imagery so that it enhances their healing process. And then we have another session in October, which is integrating some mind-body skills into practice, and this really focuses on stress reduction and relaxation tools, some breath work, and some biofeedback. And our last weekend is the entire faculty, where we really look at envisioning our future, because during this entire process, I forgot to mention, the nurses keep a journal, and they work on a final project, whether it's a self-care project, for example, integrating nutrition into their lives, or how to do relaxation techniques with family members in hospice. Anything that feels that they want to integrate into their world and their work or their personal work, so that we have a last weekend where we present our stories, our papers, our work in a very supportive environment. And we also start to look at what's your next step in this process. Some nurses want to go on for advanced study. Some nurses want to move into an independent practice where they could become nurse health educators, to the community. It's just amazing how creative the nurses are once they get some skills and they click with something that they've learned. Sometimes it's one particular modality that they want to go on with. For example, Diane was a student 15 years ago, and she wound up becoming an acupuncturist. So you never know where this might lead, but wonderful seeds are planted in the program. Mm-hmm. And it's a nurturing process throughout the 8-month journey.
Now, the acupuncture, you're actually, is it someone who's trained in that and is teaching other classes, or do you actually learn the acupuncture method?
Well, some of it is you learn what acupuncture is. It's another way of understanding energy theory, but one could do acupuncture by also learning pressure points and using the thumb. You don't need to be an acupuncturist and use needles. There are points that you can press when you're in pain, when you're stressed, when many, many different situations arise. So it's a way of understanding the energetics in the body and how to apply it. The other thing Diane uses is she teaches some exercises for energy balancing, where just like Tai Chi and Qigong, there's many different ways that one could integrate Chinese medical practice into their lives without having to use needles. So she teaches a very broad range. And as I said, she works in integrative oncology in, you know, a major medical center, using all of these with patients and their families. And she also teaches, she's a Reiki teacher as well, so she also teaches some basic level one Reiki energy exercises that people could do on themselves or others.
And what about the herbs class? Is that incorporated into the program as well?
Yes, I do some of that. I teach some herbal medicine and with the nutrition, more of looking at some of the medicinal properties and some of the evidence-based research that go along with it, as well as some of the contraindications, because sometimes herbal medicine is not appropriate with certain medications. So as wonderful as an integrative model is, there still are limitations. Herbs have active ingredients, and it's also important we understand where we may have to be cautious, and we've read some of those studies, I'm sure, along the way. I studied herbal medicine with nutrition. I also studied it in my medical anthropology.
527, and it's opencenter.org is the website. And Thomas Emilio, the director, was going to join us, but he actually got tied up doing something. But it was great that Susan joined us because she talked about the whole nursing program here.
I just encourage nurses, if they're looking for something new and they want to open, expand their horizons and not leave the nursing profession, but they're ready to take the next step, this is the program. And I'd also like to say, if anyone's interested in a holistic nursing program as a DVD, which is also part of the curriculum for this program, feel free to email holisticdvd@aol.com.
Oh,
and I'll be happy to send more information.
Great. Thank you so much, Susan, for joining us today. And the number again for the Open Center is 212-219-2527, and it's opencenter.org. Don't forget to go to healthin30.com and email us. If there's a topic you want to know more about, let us know. Thanks for listening. I'm Barbara Ficarra for Health in 30.